It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. It's the start of a new week and basically the start of a new year. I mean, it's still New Year's to me. I mean, it's only January 6th, for heaven's sakes. And in with us today is Executive Vice President.
Yeah, you
yes,
did good.
I did it.
You did
of
good.
The Mountain Home Area Chamber of Commerce, and Angela Broom is here. We are going to talk about this is kind of a fun event that
it
you have
is.
Coming up.
It is. It is the Chamber's annual banquet and membership meeting, and it is coming up on January the 23rd.
What day is that?
That is a Thursday evening. It's at 6 o'clock. We're going to be having it at the shed again on the campus of ASU Mountain Home.
It's gotten so big, you couldn't hold it in a small venue anymore.
I think last year we may have had record attendance.
That's great.
I think it was like over 300 people. So.
I love to hear that the area businesses are getting more and more involved because
the
Chamber helps promote your business. They're there for a reason. You guys do a great job.
That's right. And our membership keeps growing. I think we're right about 535 members right now.
That's great.
I know.
Brilliant.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes. And more mom and pop, smaller area businesses are getting involved. Mm-hmm. That's great.
It is. We're pretty excited about that. And that's going to be kind of our theme for our banquet this year is moving forward and growth. And we have some really exciting, I'm not going to spoil anything.
It's always tough for you to come in and talk about this stuff because you get that little twinkle in your eye. And I know that you're wanting to tell me stuff.
But I just can't.
Yep.
So top secret. We're going to be talking about some big plans that some dreams and talk about just how much we've grown and the changes. And so I'm really excited. We're going to have a special guest come and speak to us. It's a gentleman with an architect out of Little Rock. And so I'm really excited about
this banquet. Revitalization of the downtown is just very exciting for our area.
All
the changes at ASU Mountain Home, the changes at the library, the changes at the chamber, them having moved.
That's right.
We are growing and we are seeing new business, new growth. Okay, so there's a lot of rumors out there. I know you can't address them, but you know, every time you go somewhere to have a cup of coffee,
they're gonna ask.
Somebody says, I was at Cove the other day and somebody said, they're building a Steak and Shake and an Olive Garden. And I said, that's a lovely thought.
Yeah.
You work at KTLO. I said, I have no proof of any of this, nor can I comment on that because it's not factual. But we do have new businesses coming to the area.
We do. And we just sold our old chamber lot. And
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So we actually have, they'll be breaking ground on a new business on our old chamber lot, I think maybe this
Something
week.
We're looking forward to?
Possibly.
Eatery.
So,
excellent.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Big, exciting things happening.
There are a lot of exciting things happening in Mountain Home. It's really coming into its own. I mean, we've known for many, many years that this is a wonderful spot to retire, but it's not just a great spot to retire. I moved back here, as you well know, 21 years ago to raise my kids because it was a safe place, good schools. Now we've got the promise where our kids can go to school.
That's right.
For 2 years, tuition free at the number two college in the nation. Plus, we have all these wonderful grassroots homegrown businesses in our area, which I adore. I would much rather shop here than going to a mall.
That's right. And, you know, I'm from the area, and we left for about 8 years.
Right, well, I did
and
too.
I have two boys, and we came back about 4 years ago, and my boys are happier, and it's really, I think,
the
one
crime.
Of the best.
I had to move away from the crime, the congestion, traffic, the madness.
Yeah.
We have such a beautiful area. We've got the two lakes, the three rivers. I mean, we are just amazing.
And at the Chamber, that's very easy to sell. Oh. This is an easy place to sell.
You know, I would imagine
for vacationers and retirees. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we take our virtual reality on the road. And, yeah, it's just fantastic.
That whole Forward program is really neat. And I wish more businesses would get involved. Now, the chamber dinner, you probably have to have tickets for that.
You do have to have tickets. We have where you can sponsor it. It's a $500 sponsorship and you get a table. Otherwise, tickets, we did not go up on the price. They're still just $35.
Oh, that's very reasonable.
For dinner, and we'll have a silent auction there. We're also going to be recognizing some outstanding businesses and folks in the community. We do our community awards, your outstanding business, outstanding organization, educator of the year, young entrepreneur, medical professional. So we have a lot of different awards, and today is the last day to get a nomination in.
But
so if there is someone you want to nominate, please get that to me today.
Can they call or email?
Absolutely. You can call the chamber and ask for Angela, 425-5111. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Or you can shoot me an email at angela@enjoymountainhome.com.
Pretty easy stuff.
So easy.
And if you do know somebody that you feel is deserving, you know, the only way people get recognized is if you tell people that they're worth recognizing.
That's right.
And you probably are in need of a few more of those nominations.
Yeah, I've had several come in, but I would love to see more. I think that there are a lot of deserving businesses and folks out there.
I'm sure there are.
So, yeah, let's give them some kudos.
Absolutely.
And nominate those folks, and then we'll recognize them at our banquet. Like I said, the mayor, he's going to have an exciting announcement there. It's just going to be a great evening. I hope everyone walks out of there just feeling great, and revitalized and seeing just how far we can go.
I so agree with you, Angela, because of the vision that you guys have for the area. And I really think our future is very, very bright. Our future's so bright, we got to wear shades.
Oh,
I'm telling everybody to wear sunglasses to the banquet because the future's so bright, you got
to
wear
shades. Maybe I need to put that in.
That would be
little
fun.
Party favors
that would be
on
fun.
The table.
Tell them the future's so bright, you
got to
wear shades,
man.
Yeah. We got to be able to see what's coming down the road. Angela, I thank you so much,
thank you, my friend.
Thanks for coming in. And we'll start doing this once a month like we used to.
I would love to do that.
Keep up with what's going
on. Yeah, maybe I can come back the next month, and those that can't come to the banquet, I might have some information to share.
There you go. And I know that we've got some promotional shows and things coming up as well.
We'll
talk about that the next time you come in.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate you. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.